This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. An injury attorney, David Feminino, has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Feminino, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track, getdavidgetpaid.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Let's get to the people. Four Nations, Thursday night, USA, Canada. I don't even care if you like hockey. It's fun. The ability to, God, if the USA pulls it off, and just to see the Canadian meltdown. That's the joy. That's sports. The USA loses, yeah, you got to listen to them. What are you going to do? I mean, they already act like they invented the sport. Maybe they did. All I know is they can't win the Stanley Cup. Haven't seen that in 30 years. And I'm tired of them booing the anthem. Had enough. No booing the anthem tonight, either way. Cut it out. It's ridiculous behavior. Players don't make policy. Stop it.
So says Mike.
I'm just telling you, it's ridiculous behavior. Go to Sam, 97.1. Sammy, what's going on, bud?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey, Mike, I love you, man. I just got to tell you that.
Oh, thank you.
Listening to that opening song. I had an idea because you were talking about how U.S. bullied Canada, and I loved it. And I was thinking, instead of playing the national anthem, we should play the James Brown Living in America song in Boston as our national anthem, just to, like, screw with Canada.
Apollo Creed dancing around the ring.
Listen, get James Brown out there living in America. I love it. I mean, Sam, to me, it's like you got to have some fun with this stuff.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, I'm not a hockey guy. I just started watching hockey. And I watched it Saturday, and, like, the first 8-10 seconds, like, holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that's what happens tonight.
Just same.
The crap out of them.
Same, because, I mean, Sam, think about it. All the sports you watch, how much of it actually delivers on what you're hoping for? Very little of it. Very little.
Yeah, very little.
Heck, the Super Bowl didn't.
Okay, thank you again, Debbie Downer.
No.
Wah, wah.
I just agreed with you.
It doesn't matter.
You know what? I got nothing to say.
I'm kidding.
You're right.
I just agree with
it. I know.
And I'm Debbie Downer.
I just... Because David did the sound effect, and it's all I could hear when you said what you said.
Because they just did the character on Sunday,
what?
In my mind.
I got nothing.
You're fine. Relax. Go to Raymond, 97.1. Raymond, what's up, buddy?
Not much. Okay, Mr. Privilege. You keep laughing over there. At least your team has actually won Super Bowls. You know, my team, you know, can't make it if we tried. And, you know, another guy can't make it unless Eli Manning is his quarterback. So, anyway, Four Nations Cup.
Wait, how did I tell you? My team hasn't won since the 90s.
It's war.
The 90s.
Violin, right? Rico. Smallest violin.
It's absolute warfare to start today.
Jaden Daniels wasn't even at the bottom of a tequila bottle.
Oh, man, I am so pumped for tonight. Four Nations Cup. I mean, even on Saturday when the United States took on Canada, everything from the national anthem with the whole stadium singing, "Oh, Canada," that was awesome. And then just you could hear the crowd level. I'd almost rival it to Ford Field's playoff atmosphere as far as how it was in that arena, just from what it sounded like on the TV to when McDavid scored the goal on Hellebuck and whatnot. I mean, you're talking the best player in the NHL scoring on the best hockey goalie in the NHL. I mean, nobody would know that, just average viewer, but it was just incredible hockey to watch. And then the United States comes back, Larkin, the hometown hero, helps the United States win. I mean, how could you not be pumped for tonight to be able to put Canada to bed once and for all?
No, and Raymond, that's the point. Like, this is one of the rare sporting events. Like, who's not watching tonight? You gotta go far and wide to find somebody. At least when Rico talks to friends, I talk to friends, you listen to callers. Everyone's in on this tonight. Why not?
Yeah, it's absolutely fun. I think we're all going to be tuned in, and tomorrow we'll be talking about it for ages.
You know the problem?
I think it's going to deliver.
Let me tell you the problem, Raymond, and this is my Debbie Downer moment. I got a bad feeling Canada ends up smoking us tonight. I got a bad feeling. This could be like a 4-1 Canada snooze fest, and then I'm Rico, I'm Debbie Downer.
David? No?
Yeah. I don't want to be right. I'm just saying.
No, you're right, but this may be the most watched, because even with Olympic stuff, it was time delayed and was on at weird times of the day and or in the morning. So no, I've been trying to think. This may be an event. The Tyson Paul, I'm not even going to count that because no, just no, I'm not counting.
That was not a real event.
No,
I refuse to acknowledge that 20-minute.
That
bruise.
Ranked right up there with the WrestleMania Hulk Hogan and Andre the Giant. It wasn't real.
Let's go to Mike, 97.1. Mikey, what's up, bud?
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, how's it going?
Excellent.
I think I actually agree with you guys, and I do agree with you. I really hope the only good thing is McDavid can't finish anything, it seems like, so I kind of feel like the U.S. does have a chance, but we're kind of banged up too, aren't we? I think their best defenseman's out, and is the Kachuk brothers going to play? You got to ask yourself those questions too. But as far as like sporting events, I'm just as pumped for Michigan State tomorrow on a local level, but I know that's probably few far in between. That might be like how Rico feels too, because you have Dusty May, Tom Izzo. And then I guess the next thing is like the playoffs that the Red Wings or Pistons make it, but I guess the Tigers and the Dodgers being on national TV opening day, does that interest you guys at all?
Yeah, of course, really? Of course. I just think because this isn't local, it's not anything to do with our teams, it's so rare you get something like this in sports. So that was kind of my separator. Yeah, you're right. Tomorrow night will be a bigger deal, but it's...
But I don't think stations across the country are talking about Michigan State tomorrow night. Everybody's talking about this game tonight.
Can I ask you one quick question about who do you think Michigan or Michigan State needs that game more tomorrow?
Rico?
Michigan. If Michigan gets that game, then they pretty much have locked it. at worst, a tie for the Big Ten. They're going to have a two-game cushion over everybody else, which gives them one game to just kind of throw it all away. So, yes, I think if they win, they're going to at least have a share of the Big Ten.
And my last question before I let you guys go, you guys both feel like Canada tonight is going to win?
I want to be wrong. But, yeah, beating the same team twice in a week is difficult. Plus, the USA embarrassed them and bullied their ass in their home turf. This is going to be a tough ask. If the USA is going to do this, Hellebuck's got to stand on his head.
Have a good day, guys.
You too, right. Mikey.
Hey.
That's fantastic, by the way. Excellent work by you. I'm sorry. That's all I heard when Rico was like, you know, the Super Bowl was a bit of a disappointment.
I mean, it wasn't even close.
Hey,
unless
look.
You were an Eagles fan.
Hey, look, Kenny called in again.
Okay, I'll leave it alone. I'm sorry. Let's go to Joe 97.1. Joe, what's going on, pal?
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
How are you, sir?
I'm going to give you some bad news, and I'm going to pump you up, though.
All right, what do you got?
Bad news.
Bad news first.
Hear it. We're going to boo the national anthem because we're in Boston.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty nasty
tonight.
That's going to
be what leads to the fights.
Okay, I'm in. Boo away. Boo away. If it generates fights, boo them both. Let's go.
That's what's going to happen. And I think the NHL is a very they didn't mean to benefit from this timing of everything going on between the two countries, but I think they're going to reap more benefits than anyone thought. They just very fortunate to have this while nothing else is going on, too. So
I think
it's going to be fun. Everyone's watching. Managers at my work, they don't know anything about hockey. I'll be watching tonight. I want to stay up. Blah, blah, blah. You know, it's cool.
No, and listen, Joe, the reality is this. Too often, sports don't want to try risky things or weird things. The NHL tried something very weird that, admittedly, a month ago I made fun of. But then when you see it actualize, and the players deserve all the credit for this, we are living in a time where one of the biggest debates and dialogues in the sports world is how the second most popular sport doesn't try. This NBA thing is a major storyline in American sports. Well, then you see the four nations, and these guys are putting it all on the line.
Well, I think juxtapose that to the NBA All-Star Game, which was a clown show, and
hold
then you
on.
Have, and you have, as much as you loved, fights, pride, nationality.
Yes.
You know what? This meant something to them.
100%.
So you don't get to see that effort all the time. So, yeah, I do think that there's going to be a lot of people watching this. It feels like I said, when the Olympics come around and you watch sports or events that you normally don't watch, except for once every 4 years, you want to watch and see, okay, who's going to win this? Or, you know, Steph Curry doing the night-night, you know, no-look three-pointer at the Olympics. And it's like, yeah, you feel pride because, you know, you're the United States. You can't lose in basketball. That's how Canada feels tonight. You're Canada. You can't lose this game. It's hockey.
Yet they can't win a Stanley Cup. It's the damnedest thing. It's really got to burn if you're Canadian, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I love that streak.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.